VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says the United States is asking Turkey for any audio and video relating to the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he's not sure if it exists, but if it does, the U.S. wants to see it. Saudi officials have denied Turkish claims that Khashoggi was killed in the kingdom's Istanbul consulate. The president yesterday warned against a rush to judgment, and while calling Saudi Arabia a key customer of military hardware, says he wants to know what happened.
Where is the fault? And we will probably know that by the end of the week.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back from the region and says the Saudis know how seriously the president's taking this.
There's been a deadly attack at a vocational college in Crimea. A top Russian official in Crimea says 18 people were killed by gunshots and more than 40 were wounded after the explosion and mass shooting. The official says the attacker was a student at the college, which is located in the Black Sea city of Kerch. The attacker killed himself. One student said the shooting went on for at least 15 minutes. Afghan lawmaker Abdul Jabbar Khorramon was killed Wednesday when a bomb exploded under his office chair. He was a candidate in this week's parliamentary elections. Taliban militants have claimed responsibility for the attack. British Prime Minister Theresa May opened a Brexit summit Wednesday in Brussels. She is trying to convince her fellow European Union leaders that her plans for a friendly divorce are not dead. The EU has called for her to create a new plan, however, with a different approach. Britain is scheduled to leave the EU on March 29th. Demonstrators gathered outside the summit demanding that Brexit be stopped. This is VOA News. Tensions are rising in